Yesterday I broke the news of an incident at Villawood Immigration Detention Centre in Sydney South West. My information at the time was around 5 detainees had been on ICE for a binge 12 to 24 hours. I received more details about what transpired at the centre, and I'm in receipt of more details again this morning from my whistleblower at the centre. The Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton's on the line. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
What have you been able to ascertain about what happened at Villawood?
Well, mate, it's a pretty crook situation, and we're come down like a ton of bricks on a few of the people who are there. They're obviously doing the wrong thing. They're standing up to the guards, and we've had a raid that's taken place this morning. The five individuals have been removed from the centre or have been placed in solitary arrangements, and there are operational matters now in terms of some searches, perhaps transport of people, which I won't comment on where they're going to, but it'll be a higher security arrangement than where they are now. And I mean, I've made it very clear on your show before, mate, and I've said it on a number of occasions to the department. We have a zero tolerance to this sort of behaviour. If people believe that they can act outside of the law, they've got another thing coming.
I've got a photo here on my mobile phone taken in Dorm 2 of not five, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people looking like rejects, a bit like Man Monis from the outlaw motorcycle gangs in Western Sydney. One heavily tattooed because he's got his shirt off, the others, you know, with the Yo Bro signatures, all looking to be from Pacific Island nations. If they've been in jail, why aren't they sent back to those Pacific Island nations immediately? Why are we putting up with them?
Well, because some of them will have court appeals, and they've got the ability to, where I've made a cancellation on character grounds, they have the ability to appeal that through the courts, which is their legal right to do so. It becomes a great frustration sometimes because obviously we've got very clear cases against some of these people. Some of the people to whom you refer have extensive criminal histories, and we have difficulties on some occasions trying to get travel documents out of other countries.
Does that mean they don't want them back?
Well, pretty much. And you can
you couldn't blame them. No, I mean, exactly. If they were ringing us saying, listen, can you take these three blokes back from New Zealand? You looked at their record, you'd say, look, I'd much prefer for you to keep them there.
Yeah, sure.
Do you know about a bloke called Rocky Renaki?
I do, yes.
Okay, let me read to you what's been sent to me. Mr. Renaki is a New Zealand national. He's resided in detention for 68 days. Mr. Renaki was previously housed at Silverwater. That's a jail. Mr. Renaki has been involved in 16 incidents in detention in those 68 days. Namely, abusive aggressive behaviour times 4, contraband times 2, weapon in possession times 1, damage 1, disturbance 2, assault 6. Mr. Renaki began offending in 2004 in New South Wales, first attended Campbelltown Children's Court for unlicensed driving. The matter was dismissed with a caution. Another magistrate we need to sort out. Mr. Renaki has an extensive criminal history for multiple charges, and that it cuts out break and enter, stolen goods, entering premises without lawful excuse, failing to appear in accordance with bail, a fray assault, and then it just cuts out. I can't see the rest of it. But what's the prospect of Mr. Renaki being sent back to Auckland or Wellington?
Well, his is one of the matters that that's before the court at the moment, so I just can't comment on his specific case, Ray, but let's make this general comment. Where somebody has an extensive criminal history and they have been playing up within the centre, they will be going into a jail-type arrangement or a higher security arrangement. There's a Christmas Island facility that we have, and some people already have been sent there from Villawood who would seek to act outside the law or assault the guards.
What, so he could be packed off to Christmas Island?
That's correct. And so there's an opportunity for us to try and work with the state government to try and get some space within some of the correctional facilities, some of the jails. But that's difficult because they tell us they've got, you know, basically capacity limits, and they're to that capacity, which is understandable. So we're trying to work with some of the states now. Part of the difficulty is that we've cancelled, since June 14, 420 visas. There's been just, you know, over the previous 12 months of that, an increase of 450% in visa cancellation. So I'm really cracking down on these people because, as I said to you on the program before, I just don't think they're worthy of being here. And if they've committed the sort of offences that that you've spoken about this morning, then they shouldn't be holding a visa, and we cancel the visas. In some cases, they will consent to return to, say, New Zealand. It's pretty straightforward from there. We can get rid of them quickly. In other cases, they fight it through the courts, and it takes a long period of time to deal with and to get it resolved. So we try and deal with them as quickly as we can. But I've said to, made it very clear to the department and to the operators of Villa Wooden Centres otherwise, that we're not going to tolerate this behaviour. It's our expectation, and I think the public's expectation, that people operate within the law. If not, they'll go to a higher security facility.
Where'd the ICE come from?
Well, there's some questions around, you know, obviously their behaviour, which was out of control, and whether or not that was influenced by drugs. And the investigators are having a look at that at the moment.
Well, cop a tip.
Yeah.
They're on ICE.
Yeah, well,
I can't tell you how I know, but they're on ICE. Yeah. And they got into the centre somehow. So, I mean, Serco need to be put on notice. Either it's, you know, a childcare centre or it's a detention centre where they were high security. It's one or the other. Serco need to kick up the backside. They take a lot of our money back to the UK. I don't know they give us much value in return.
Well, I had Serco in only about 2 weeks ago, and I can assure you, Ray, that they and others have been left in no doubt as to what my view is. And as I say to you, my view is that we are not going to tolerate one instance of this sort of behaviour, and those five that have been involved in this incident are going to find their living arrangements somewhat different to what it's been over the last few weeks.
Okay. Now, more Australians on another matter travelling to the Middle East to take part in Islamic State. Where are we up to with the plans that have been, you know, rumoured, spoken about by the Prime Minister about stripping citizenship from second-generation Australians? There seems to be not too much problem from anyone, including the opposition, about taking passports or citizenship away from people who are citizens of other nations. But what about the others?
Well, mate, we're going to make an announcement very shortly in this area. I think, as you say, most Australians would support instances where people have been involved in terrorism. We strip their citizenship whilst not making them stateless. I think that's an important principle. The UK has operated their law since 2006 pretty effectively. It's only been used on 27 occasions where they've taken citizenship away. And in fact, there is a power within the Citizenship Act here. And since 1949, 16 people have lost their citizenship largely because of criminal offences or fraud in their applications to have Australian citizenship here. So there's already a form of it under the Act now. What we're proposing to do is to have a look at a modernisation of that. So if you're off in Syria and you're involved in terrorist activities, then there is the ability for us to have a look at your citizenship. If you're a dual citizen, I think that's pretty straightforward. And then the second part of it, the way in which it operates in the UK, is to say, well, you're born in Australia to parents who have moved here from another country. They've been naturalised. You've been born in our country, but because of your birthright, you have the ability to make application to your home country, if you like, for citizenship. If we can satisfy ourselves, this is under the UK model, that that person can avail themselves of that citizenship, then the Brits move very rarely, but still it has happened. They move against that person to take Australian citizenship, or in their case, UK citizenship, away from that person. So that's the debate at the moment, and the PM and I are going to make an announcement on that some stage very soon.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Rachel.
Immigration Minister Peter Dutton confirming what we told you yesterday at about 11 o'clock, that five men went on a rampage inside Villawood Detention Centre. These are not visa overstayers. These are hardened criminals who shouldn't be in the country. I've got a lot of emails from people and calls saying, who pays for all these legal appeals? Pretty simple. We pay for all the legal appeals. We pay for